to talk with their leadership about why they are, you know, what's up with their opposition. And I think that we see the private insurance industry as like the capital O opposition, and that labor is a really important New York constituency that we have to bring back into the fold and win back their support. So it's really, if there's any public sector union members listening, please visit nyhcampaign.org to get involved with the campaign and to get in touch about talking with your union leadership.
Now, the big healthcare crisis in recent days has been the Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade and overturn abortion rights and challenge the whole concept of reproductive freedom. How does New York Health sort of impact upon that issue or relate to it?
Yeah, that's a really important question right now. And, you know, the New York Health Act, we see it as really critical to guaranteeing reproductive health care and freedom in New York State. For one, the New York Health Act provides coverage independent from employment and marriage, so you don't have to rely on a boss or a spouse to get health care. I don't know if this is true for everyone, but whenever I go to the doctor, I have to give them like my husband's name, the letter from the insurance company explaining the benefits goes to him. So the New York Health Act will give all birthing people way more freedom and access to healthcare. And there's a few other ways the New York Health Act will really make a difference for reproductive health. For example, uninsurance and underinsurance are major drivers of the Black maternal and child mortality rate in the US. And, you know, by having guaranteed access to pre-pregnancy care and postpartum care, we can really improve reproductive health outcomes, particularly for Black women. The New York Health Act eliminates financial barriers to care. It will cover all abortion care. And so there will be no out-of-pocket costs if you need any kind of reproductive health care or abortion care. So, it's passing the New York Health Act is not going to necessarily change what's happening nationally, but it will be a big step to guaranteeing reproductive health access to everyone in our state.
Now, we have about 2 minutes left. I'm talking with Ursula Rosam, co-director of Campaign for New York Health. Public opinion polls show that, you know, the public largely, even doctors largely, you know, support single payer health care. But even as the number of bill sponsors increases and public opinion polls goes up, it doesn't seem possible, not just in New York, but nationwide and many other states, to actually get state lawmakers to go against campaign donations from the pharmaceuticals and the insurance companies. How do we win this in 2022-23?
So we can never really stop organizing. And the good news is that, like you said, there is really high popular support. And even though it feels like we're not always as close as we want to be to winning, with every election, we get more and more New York Health champions in the state legislature. So I think between now and November, making sure that New York Health supporters keep their seats and more New York Health supporters get elected is really critical. And then I would encourage anyone that wants to join the fight to visit our website, nyhcampaign.org/join. And then you can sign up and get connected with volunteering opportunities. But I think what's really important to remember is that over 50% of people struggle to pay for healthcare, have skipped healthcare because of cost. And really high number percentages of people. Last I saw, 80% of New Yorkers believe healthcare is a human right. So we firmly believe that if we get out there and organize in our communities, we can build the kind of movement we need to make healthcare a right in New York State. So please get involved, nyhcampaign.org. We can't wait to work with you.
Ursula Rosam, Campaign for New York Health. And this has been Mark Dunley with the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you. This is Otis M. Carson. I'm from NYC, and you're listening to WGXC Acra Hudson Catskill.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees.
Oh, Helios. Oh, yellow star. Oh, glowing sphere. Gleaming beacon. Brilliant flaming orb. Giver of light, warmth, and radio. Yes, it's true. WGXC's brand new solar panels are installed and ready for deployment, where they'll be calling on the free and plentiful rays of the sun to bring our station close to full sustainability.
To make WGXC a solar-powered radio station.
We are going solar. WGXC will be a solar-powered community radio station, getting our power from the sun rather than foreign despots.
WGXC loves the sun, and we're going to love it even more now that WGXC is going solar.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Georgia. I'm 11, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Bahia, and I'm 8 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we'll do today. And we're sometimes joined by our friends Amelia, Mashuda, Jada, and we love to talk about books and bookish things too. Mostly books, I would say. I have a cool book I can start us off with that I read just last night. It is called Sea Sirens, and it's a Trot and Cap'n Bill adventure by Amy Chu and Janet K. Lee. And it is a middle grade graphic novel about a Vietnamese American surfer girl who lives with her cat. So the girl's name is Trot and her cat's name is Cap'n Bill. And he's kind of a cranky one-eyed cat. Then she also lives with her mom and her grandfather, who has dementia and so sometimes forgets things, but not all the time. And one time she's at the beach she's surfing with her cat. Her cat goes on the surfboard with her, which I think is amazing. And so she's surfing and her grandfather's fishing. And then all of a sudden she realizes her grandfather's gone. And so they have to call the police and the mom. And eventually he does show up and all is well. But the mom says that they have to stay home. They can't go to the beach while she's at work because she's worried about what might happen to the grandfather. But Trot really wants to go surfing. And so she sneaks out of the house when grandpa's asleep because he's a very heavy sleeper. She sneaks out and goes to the beach and is surfing. And she and Cap'n Bill get hit by a really big wave that knocks them deep down into the ocean to a fantastical land where there are sea sirens and sea serpents. And the sea sirens save them by sort of blowing life into them, like magical life into them, so that they can breathe underwater. And so they get to tour the sea sirens' kingdom and learn about what's happening down there. And then at some point, Grandpa shows up there. And it turns out Grandpa was not sleeping so heavily and followed them. And now he is underwater too. And then once again, Grandpa goes missing. But this time he gets taken in by the sea serpents, who are the enemies of the sea sirens, and they're holding him hostage. And so they have to go and rescue Grandpa, try to save the day. Oh, and one cool thing, oh, maybe I shouldn't say. There's a cool thing that happens underwater with Cap'n Bill, a little magical thing that happens with Cap'n Bill underwater. And so it's a fun little fantasy series. It's been compared to like a Wizard of Oz type of thing because it's a young girl that like goes to a magical land away from home and realizes that at some point she needs to get home. But there's also a draw to this magical land and a mission that she has to do while she's there. And it's really pretty. I like the artwork. It's very colorful. And I like the little fantasy world. All the sirens look really cool and all their other underwater creatures. And yeah, it's a good fit for this year's summer reading program because the theme is oceans of possibility. So we're doing a lot about the ocean and underwater worlds. And there's a sequel to it. I don't know if there's going to be more than two books, but there's a sequel that follows up this story that is already out. So I look forward to reading it. I thought it was pretty fun.
That sounds awesome. I really want to read that.
Yeah, so it's Sea Sirens, A Trot and Cap'n Bill Adventure by Amy Chu and Janet K. Lee. So, Georgia, do you have a book you want to talk about?
Yes. So, this is a new graphic novel that I got from a library. It's called Chunky, and it's by Yehudi Mercado. And it's sort of like based off his childhood experiences. It's a really good graphic novel. It's very different than most middle grade graphic novels. Most middle grade graphic novels are like, OMG, she said that. OMG, yes, she did. OMG, this is totally like a classic middle grade graphic novel. OMG, we're just being a bunch of dramatic, sickening queens. Yeah, basically, that's what a lot of middle grade girls graphic novels are like. Well, not necessarily girls, basically all middle grade graphic novels. It's annoying. But this one is very different and I really like it. It's different in a good way. So this one is called Chunky and I will read the description. A true story with an imaginary friend. Hootie needs to lose weight according to his doctors. Concerned about the serious medical issue Hootie has had when he is younger, His parents push him to try out for sports. Hootie would rather do anything else. But then he meets Chunky, his imaginary friend and mascot. Together, they decide to give baseball a shot. As the only Mexican Jewish kid in his neighborhood, Hootie has found the cheerleader he never had, as Chunky cheers him on even when Hootie barely makes the team. Baseball doesn't go well unless getting hit by the ball counts. But the two friends have a great time drawing and making jokes. While Hootie's parents keep trying to find the right sport for him, Chunky encourages him to pursue his true love, comedy. But when Hootie's dad loses his job, it's hard for Hootie to chart his own course, even with Chunky's guidance. Can Chunky help Hootie stay true to himself, or will this friendship strike out? So that's Chunky by Yehudi Mercado.
That sounds great. Since the character is really into comedy, is it like a pretty funny story? Like, does that come through in the storytelling?
Yeah, because the character is funny.
That's fun. I've heard of that one, but I haven't read it yet.
Oh, in the author's note, there's one line that I like, which is the very first line in the author's note that says, "First of all, my parents want you to know that they weren't that pushy."
So is the character's parents are pretty pushy?
Yeah, especially the mom. The mom's very,
yeah,
you know.
That must be hard with when you're writing a memoir, and perhaps especially a graphic novel memoir, and maybe even more so when you're doing a fictionalized thing that's sort of based on your life, but trying to make sure that people that you care about are portrayed in ways that are kind, or that it's clear that it's not really about them, that it's like loosely based on them. I would feel nervous about that. Like, how do the people feel? I know in some of them, when they're more loosely based on it, they change names and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, sounds good. Fatia, did you have something to share this week?
Yes, I do. The poem is called Rainbow Witch. I'm a rainbow witch with a rainbow hat, a rainbow broom, a rainbow cat. I don't like black. I lost confidence, so I served rainbow on my dress. My cloud drum filled with rainbow steam. My friends think I'm a bit extreme. Rainbow spells, rainbow hair. Do you need rainbows everywhere? I just smiled a rainbow grin. I'm happy in my rainbow skin. It's by like Amy. I think it's by Amy Venterwater. It's hard, so hard to say.
Well, it's a very fun poem. I like picturing a rainbow witch. Not very classic witch look. I just got a book in today. I wonder if either of you have read it. It's called Smaller Sister.
Haven't read that one.
You need bigger sister for you, because you're the bigger sister. Both Fatia and I are little sisters. I don't know if we're smaller, but, well, I guess Fatia is smaller than her older siblings, but probably not than her little brother. I'm about the same size as my sister, but I'm younger and was once smaller. I caught up. I can read the description because I haven't read it yet. It says, Lucy has always looked up to her big sister, Olivia, but then Livy starts to change, and Lucy discovers that her sister is not just growing up, she's struggling with an eating disorder. Now with her family focused on helping Livy, Lucy has to figure out surviving middle school, making friends, and dealing with a mean classmate all on her own. Will Lucy ever get her big sister back? With time, work, and a dose of self-love, Livy and Lucy begin to heal and find their way back to each other, because a sister is the one friend you can never leave behind.
That sounds great.
I don't feel like I've read many middle grade graphic novels that deal with eating disorders. Definitely things that deal with body image or thinking about the way one looks physically. Definitely. But
yeah,
that's important because people do struggle with that. It's unfortunate, but look forward to reading that. I have a lot of books I'm looking forward to read. I just got back from a library conference where I met lots of amazing authors and got lots of cool books for the library. And I'm so excited. I sent a lot of them back in the mail because they were too heavy to travel with. But I'm waiting for the boxes to come so I can see all the books. But it was so fun meeting all the authors too, because I've really missed over the past few years the Hudson Children's Book Festival, which has been so amazing, and you get to meet so many cool authors and illustrators. And I came back from this library conference to very good news. The Hudson Children's Book Festival is coming back next school year. So mark your calendars for Saturday, May 6th, 2023. I can't wait. Yay!
I met the illustrator of Beverly Cleary's books there.
Mm-hmm.
It was,
yeah, Jacqueline Rogers.
It was awesome. And yeah. I am so excited. Also, have you started Wishing Upon the Same Stars yet?
I have not. I messaged Georgia from the conference that I've picked up that book. There was, at the end of the conference, the exhibitors, when they closed down their booths, they let people pick out some books to keep. And so I was getting to pick out some different books. And so I tried to pick out a picture book, fiction book for middle grade, and then a teen book. And for my middle grade pick, I picked out that book that Georgia talked about last week on the radio show, because it sounded so good. Figured we should
now
have a copy.
It's my favorite novel in the world.
Yay! That's exciting. But yeah, I look forward to seeing who's going to come to the book fest next year. I actually met an author at the conference who I was thinking had been at the book festival, but then I saw him and I was like, I don't recognize him though. And when I went up to get a book signed, he was like, Hudson, New York, you all have a book festival there, right? He was like, I think I was supposed to go there, but then COVID ruined everything. that's why I was thinking that he had been there, but I was confused that I hadn't met him. And it was because he was supposed to be there in 2020 when the book festival was first postponed. So hopefully he'll come back in 2023. But yeah, so May 6th, 2023, Hudson Children's Book Festival. I know some of you don't have your 2023 calendars yet, but if you have a digital calendar, you do. So mark the date. Don't plan anything unless you're going to the farmer's market, because that's usually the first day of the farmer's market outdoors too. So you can go to the farmer's market, then, you know, go to the book fest, get your veggies, get your books. What else could you possibly need? Friends, family? Yeah. Bring them all with you. But yeah. So I know both of my co-hosts here have already started their summer. School's out, camp is in session, fun times. I want to know what each of you is most excited for this summer.
Camp, which I'm in.
And that's Camp Omai, right?
Yeah, Camp Omai is basically like when I start and end the school year, like all throughout the school year, all I'm thinking is like, oh, why am I doing this? And I always think, if you get through the school year, you get to go to Omai for 2 months. And so that's sort of my reward at the end of the year. And then also, we haven't traveled at all over the past summers because of COVID. But this year we're going to resume we might resume our yearly road trip to Montreal.
Oh, nice.
It's only like 4 hours. It's not too long. We used to do it, but it's not positive, but we might. And I'm really hoping that we do, because I miss it. So yeah. I'm excited about that too. Oh, and also swimming.
Do you have a favorite swimming location? Like, even if it's like ocean versus lake versus pool?
I'll really go anywhere. There is a lake at the end of our road. And my neighbors are friends with the owners of it, because it's a private lake, so they're allowed to come and bring friends. So I went with them once, and the water was so clean and so nice.
That's fun. How about you, Fatia? What are you most excited for this summer?
I'm the most excited for like swimming. I really like swimming and surfing. I swim a couple times. But at the park, there's going to be so many floats. Like, I think one is going to be like 30 feet. And I'm going to try to swim there at the 30 feet one. I'm not 100% sure.
It's a good challenge.
It's probably more deeper. Who knows?
I don't swim as much as I used to, but when I was your age, I was at the pool all day long. I would go there for, I was on swim team, so I'd go there for swim team practice at like 7 or 7:30 in the morning, and then I would stay there until it was time to go home for dinner. And I would just swim all day and hang out with my friends all day at the pool. That was my summer. I mean, we'd occasionally go on trips too, but mostly I was just at the pool all day.
Wow.
But yeah, I think now I prefer, I like a good swim in a pool, but I mostly swim in lakes, I would say now. But even that, I don't get to do that often. So maybe this summer I'll find the time. I'm also looking forward to reading a ton of books, and I'm excited to visit with family. And we have lots of fun programs at the library, so I'm excited to see people at those. And everybody should make sure to come by the library the week of July 11th. All the kids especially, we're going to be giving away free backpacks with some arts and crafts supplies, and kids can pick out a book. And for all ages, we're going to have a way that you can track your reading. So every day that you read, you circle the date. And at the end of the summer, you get a raffle ticket for each day that you read, and you can win some prizes. TBD. I know George is always like, what are the prizes? They'll be good. You'll want them. That's all you need to know. So we're about out of time for today. Time to go swimming or to read our books. But thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We hope everyone has a great week with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
happy reading.
Bye.
Happy reading. Bye.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. Just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now.
just you and me.